Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
On the phone line with us is Robin Duke Matlala, who's a Daily Sun reporter and also a super fan. You've probably seen him everywhere at every sporting stadium across South Africa and even out in Egypt at the last AFCON, which he won't be. I don't know if he'll be going. We'll ask him. Botha Cele is on the phone line with us as well. Gentlemen, good morning.
How's it, my brother?
How are you guys doing? Good. Thank you so much for coming on. Really do appreciate your time.
Yeah.
So let's, Botha, maybe let me start with you. You had your great trek to Egypt not too long ago, where you attempted to hitchhike from South Africa to Egypt. We know how that went. Ultimately, you made it there. First question for you, Botha, are you going to be taking such a journey to Cameroon later or early next year?
You know, sometimes I always tell some of my people, a good morning to all your listeners for Vision View, and good morning to you, all of you guys in the studio. I always tell my people that, no, there are people who always spoil your activations or spoil your activities or spoil your excitement.
Yeah.
You know, Bafana Bafana, what they did to all of us, the fans, South Africans, they spoiled our activities, they spoiled our enjoyment for not qualifying to go to Cameroon. It's very, very disappointing. They don't understand that when we go outside and support them, when they play or go, qualify for all these competitions, it's not only for them, it's entire South African, and also as the fans, because as the fans, it's outing. For me to go to Cameroon to meet other Senegal supporters, to meet Tanzanian supporters, it's a good thing. But if they don't qualify, it means they are spoiling my activity.
Robin, now let's bring you in there. Now let's talk about now SAFA in terms of, is there any form and sort of accountability in terms of the recent failures for the national team?
Nope. There's absolutely not, because, you know, even when SAFA appointed Mole Finsegi, I spoke to one of the guys who was part of the SAFA technical committee member the other day to say, they didn't want Mole Finsegi in the first place, but sadly they were outvoted. And that person who outvoted them was the same person who was at a press conference with Teboho Motlanthe when they confirmed the departure of Mole Finsegi. And that is Jack Maluleke. Jack Maluleke is a chairman, or I mean, he's a chairperson of the head of technical committee of SAFA, and also is an NEC member of SAFA. So you can see that he's like everything. Start with him and also ends with him, because when the SAFA technical committee had Hunt, he's also part of that. Also, after they found the coach, and this is the coach, and then they submit to the NEC, he's also part of the board of the NEC. So for me, I think he, in this case of having, I mean, having had Mole Finsegi, he's the one that should be take accountability of saying that I was at fault, because he said, no, we can't have this coach. Let's go with Mole Finsegi. Wasn't bad. You know, Mole Finsegi, yes, his first game was against my friend, the match in PE. Yes, we won that game with the penalty by Dean Ferman. But, you know, for me, what came to my mind was those two games against Sao Tome. That's where I saw we were not going to qualify for the AFCON in Cameroon after Sudan beat Ghana. And then with the way we played against Ghana, I just knew that we were not going to qualify. Because the way we were set up, I was not convinced. So I just hope now, right now, that SAFA, whoever they're appointing, because yesterday, the technical committee of SAFA had their first meeting of headhunting the coach, of which they would recommend to the NEC, of which, as you know very well, in South Africa, it's the NEC that appoint the coach. So we'll wait and see. But from what I've gathered is that Hervé Renardi has not applied for the SAFA job, although his contract with Saudi Arabia is expiring in June, but has not applied for a job. So, and also Saudi Arabia won their first game in the World Cup qualifier. They beat Palestine on the 29th of March. They won 5-0. So they are top of the group in Saudi Arabia. So from where I'm standing, we're not going to get him. Probably we'll see what the other guys there. What the technical committee will come up with them, because from what SAFA said in the statement they released this past weekend, they said they were flooded with a lot of CVs, but they have to narrow down to make it three.
Both, I want to bring you back into the conversation at this point to talk Coach Molefe Ntseki. I mean, he's someone who was brought in without too much experience. There were question marks around what he could do for Bafana, a squad that was already struggling. What were your thoughts of him as manager of Bafana? And considering the fact that I think he ranks amongst the top 10 in terms of his winning percentage, did you ever fully believe that he was the man to take us into the AFCON and ultimately into the World Cup?
Let me tell you something. As the fans, we were taught that the job of the supporter is to rally behind the team, not to criticize. Normally, everywhere you go, they'll be saying fans are the one who need to cheer the players, who need to cheer the coaches. But it's very vital and important for all of us to understand this issue. When Safa appointed the Molefe Ntseki, we never had a problem. The problem is only they make their thorough research about the Molefe Ntseki. I mean, let me say, this is very critical and very important for the entire South Africans. We need to take things serious. If they think that Molefe Ntseki, he was a good coach for Bafana Bafana, they should have come with a proper reasoning that Molefe Ntseki, he was a good coach. I'm not taking anything away from Tate Molefe Ntseki. I know him. He used to coach my Bloem Celtic. He was here. I know him as a development coach who's doing well in terms of developing our players. But what I'm saying is we needed someone who's going to take our Bafana Bafana in the higher level. We needed someone who's going to take this team in a higher level. I'm not taking anything away from Tate Ntseki. But what I'm saying is from now on, we don't have to go around to shop around and look for a coach. We need someone who must raise his hand and say, I'm available to help Bafana Bafana. We need the former players to come on board. If it goes to a push, we need all of our South Africans, including those former players and other coaches who are available, to go to Safa House if it goes to push to March and ask the Safa to take full control of our Safa and make sure that we have people who raise their hand to take this battle and to take this baton and say we are raising our hand to take this Bafana Bafana to the World Cup. It's very important for all of us to act and put more efforts in terms of making sure that Bafana Bafana becomes the better team in our country. We need it to come back in numbers, if it goes through a push, to make sure that Bafana Bafana become a better team at the end of the day.
I just want to come in and what Bota said about Molefe Ntseki. You know, from Safa side to go with Ntseki, they were looking for a continuity. You remember, he was asking coach to Stuart Baxter as Bota was there in Egypt when he lost to Ghana in the quarterfinals. So that performance of also beating Egypt at Cairo in the round of 16, you know, it brought a hope to South Africans to say, okay, because Ntseki was there, you know, he understood what it's like to be part of the national team at the higher level. So I think Safa went for that recommendation to say, okay, let's go for continuity. But, you know, the mandate for him was given, qualifiers for AFCON. He didn't do it. In a 24-team tournament, you know, I've been looking at other countries who have qualified for the first time, like Gambia, Comoros, but South Africa is not there. You know, it's so painful. And then you ask yourself to say, we got Ethiopia in the World Cup qualifier, we got Ghana, we got Zimbabwe. If someone fails to qualify for the 24-team tournament, how possible it is for us to get to be part of the top five that will go to the World Cup in Qatar next year. So I think that's where Safa Sozo said, okay, I don't think it is possible for Ntseki to take us to the World Cup. You know, you look at Zimbabwe. Yes, they qualified for the third time on the trot now. Look at Ghana. We failed to beat them. They took 4 points out of us. Ethiopia, you know, our experience with Ethiopia. When Peter lost his job, Bernard Parker scored one of the horrendous own goals. So, you know, these are nations who are very, very, I think, got the upper hand of us. And then to have Ntseki who have failed for AFCON, I think Safa just said, no, this will not work.
But I need to bring you in on this one because I need to then understand, as the supporters, who would you then rally behind in terms of taking that hot seat for Bafana Bafana? We heard Robin talking about her, Renard, and you know him saying that he did not necessarily submit his particular CV to SAFA. But also we have a coach that won the 2017 African Cup of Nation in Hugo Broos. We have people like Pitso Mosimane. We have others calling for Benny McCarthy. Right now, who do you think you would fully be behind in terms of supporting them and a person that can be able to take Bafana Bafana forward?
For now, as the fans, we need someone who's available. To be fair, we need someone who's going to raise his hand and say, I'm available to take this ship. We need someone who says, I'm available. You can appoint any coach that is available, but I'm also available to raise my hand. We have so many people. Like, for instance, the likes of our Benny McCarthy. Benny McCarthy must always come on board to raise his hand and say, I'm available, guys. You can appoint any coach. I'm available to work with that coach. I'm available to work with Pito. I'm available to work with Eric Tinkler. I'm available to work with anyone that is available. I'm available. We need people who's going to raise hands now, because the most important thing is people who come and say, I am available to help you guys. Lucas Radebe, where are you guys? We can mention so many former players who need to raise their hands and say, we are available to come on board and help Bafana Bafana. In the meantime, we are trying to fix the problem in the SAFA house.
Robin, I mean, Bafana have been no strangers in terms of going back to old wells. You know, they've rehired former coaches in the past, and the name of Carlos Queiroz is going around as a potential candidate to come back into that Bafana Bafana fold. I want to speak to you with regards to what is possible for Bafana at a financial level. We do know that SAFA posted a 53 million surplus in their 2020 financial report.
Yeah.
A massive turnaround from the 74.5 million loss in 2019 that must have impacted the hiring of the men's senior coach.
Absolutely, yeah.
All this to say, you ruled out the name of Herb Renard because there is a report that he hasn't necessarily put his name forward. There were financial issues at the time when I think Bafana wanted him, and that was well publicized. Are we at a stage right now where we can be rest assured that the best candidate will come in irrespective of however much that will cost?
Let me tell you something. The South African job, the Bafana Bafana job, is one of the most sought after. It's the biggest job on the African continent. Despite the Bafana Bafana performance for the last 20 years, you know, because where we are now, right now, we started this thing in the early 2001. And then right now, it's almost 20 years, but no one has arrested our slide. But I can safely say, Bafana Bafana job is one of the biggest on the continent, is one of the most tempting on the continent. Even if you have won an AFCO, and you will say, what? You're getting Bafana Bafana job is vacant. So from that perspective, I don't think SAFA will struggle to get anyone. And then you just made mention that they made a profit last year's AGM. So they've got money, the 53 million rand they just made mention. So from my side, I think if, let's say, we can able to amend things with Pitso Mosimane. Yes, Pitso Mosimane has won the Champions League twice. I think he's someone right now where we can able to come and fix this mess that we are under right now. Because, you know, Pitso, as I said, has won everything. Pitso has made mention that several times that his dream is to take Bafana Bafana to the AFCON, is to take Bafana Bafana to the World Cup. He has won everything in club level. What more does he need now? To take the nation to qualify for the AFCON or the World Cup. I think if, let's say, he still have those ambitions, and then Bafana Bafana is there for him. But now the question is, will he leave the job of El Al Ahly, where he's earning so well, where he's living so well, and then come back to SAFA with the mess that he left in there? So that will be probably a big, you know, to leave him thinking a lot if SAFA comes and say, come back, Pitso Mosimane. But now Pitso Mosimane, the way he left, remember he went to court to claim the 10 million rand that he was owed by SAFA. So that's another kick. That's another problem that is also that SAFA would have to face, to say, okay, because Pitso Mosimane, as I said, mentioned, he has won everything. So now what is needed? To go and take Bafana Bafana job and then iron whatever they had previously. You know, because we need someone of his caliber who can go and the rest of his life. As people are saying, Benny McCarthy, let's not rush him now. And yes, AmaZulu are doing well. You see, Benny McCarthy has arrived to AmaZulu. They've won more points than anyone, 31 points. They've won the last five games. No one has ever done that in this season. But I think for him, it would be too early to just give him a job right now. He hasn't played, I mean, he hasn't coached even in over 120 games in the PSL. No, let's give him time to develop. Yes, he's on the right path right now.
Someone who really confirms your sentiments with regards to Pitso Mosimane. Let's hear from someone that listens to the show, Lloyd Mokgotsi, about his thoughts, rather.
Good morning to Vision View listeners. This is Lloyd Mokgotsi. Well, today's topic is sensitive, but yeah, we need to address the situation at hand. Unfortunately, at the moment, we need a coach that will take us to the World Cup, who I vouch for, Pitso Mosimane. I believe he's a coach that knows our league. He knows the players. He knows Africa, and he can get the results. This is the quick fix that we need just to get us to the World Cup Qatar 2022. So moving forward, for the future now, I think we should just let go of the people who have been there at SAFA, because we have not been getting the results, unfortunately. For the past 20 years, nothing has been done, no improvement. Instead, we're just going backwards. So what I would suggest that we need new energy, vibrant energy, people who are knowledgeable about the game, young personnel that will bring new ideas on the table for World Cup 2026. Going back to that, the future generation, I think we should again look at the School of Excellence, which was the best producers to our development teams. They were the feeder team to our team, our clubs here in South Africa. So again, we should look at the school sports, your KMUTIPE, your Investec. We should promote more school sports so that the boys won't get lost in the system. That used to help us a lot. So we don't hardly lose the talent from that expert. So, yeah, I think that would be my view for now regarding that future going forward for Bafana. Thank you.
So now we've discussed the whole coaching element. Now, I want to hear from both Botha as well as Robin. Let's talk about the players now these coaches do have in their arsenal, in terms of, do they have the right players to go and achieve things like qualifying for the African Cup of Nations? Yes, we spoke about the Comores, but you look at the core of that Comores team, players that are based overseas. You look at Zimbabwe as well, players that are based overseas. But you do have a Malawi that has qualified for the World Cup with a lot of local-based players, with Coach Mac Moase. Let's talk about that. Do we have the right players to achieve such?
There are players who I feel at some point when it comes to the national team, they are hiding. I think Themba Zwane has been that player for me. He's doing well at Sundowns, doing well in the Champions League. But when it comes to the national team, he suddenly, you don't see his visibility. Like, you know, yes, we played against Sao Tome in PE, and then he scored two goals on the occasion when we won 4-2. But, you know, Themba Zwane, we want you to come against Ghana. Show us that what we have been showing at the club level. Themba Zwane is nowhere to be found. Show us what you got against Sudan. Themba Zwane is nowhere to be found. This is a reigning football of the year. So it couldn't show up. But I still say, Mole Tshinteke, on the day, I think he got it wrong when it comes to selection. I think from my side, we do have players. It's just that Mole Tshinteke got it wrong when he went with Sianda Xole instead of Lebusa. Lebusa, with Tyson Tshatshwayo in that back four, And then in terms of the left back with Laila K. I mean, Laila K has played 25 games for Mamelo Sundowns. And then he went and picked out Mayela, who's struggling at Honorable Parade. I understand that Mayela has got more experience. He has played with Bafana Bafana since, I mean, he was first called up in 2019. He was part of Bafana that went to the AFCON. But he's not at the best right now. The thing is, that's why the problem that I had for me, that Mole Fintega, I think he lost the plot when it comes to team selection. Yes, we had Jali who suffered an injury, the groin injury against Ghana, and then we didn't have someone who's going to come and then fill up that role. And then we had Ben Motswadi was making his debut against Ghana. But from my side, we do have players, but some players are hiding when it comes to Bafana Bafana.
Bota?
Yeah, it's true. I compare with what Mr. A saying, because now if you can check, to be fair, we have players, but we don't have players with a big heart. That's a challenge. And number one, he mentioned so many players like Yozwane, Kulu. I mean, those players, they are putting more pressure when they are playing in their different clubs. But now, when coming to Bafana Bafana, I don't understand what's the problem. I think the problem with South Africa is that we don't rate our players so that we can allow them to be given a chance in our Bafana Bafana jerseys. I think it's high time now that each and every season, each and every PSL club, we must rate a player. If you say, like, for instance, Baroka, we must say a player number 10 or number 5, we rate him 10. So this player, we need to watch on him every game so that he can qualify for Bafana Bafana. We are not doing that. I think we don't have players who really wants to play for our country. We don't have a full squad or a soldier who raise their hand and wanted to conquer or fight for our country. To be fair, I don't want to lie to you. We don't have players who can go outside and fight for South Africa. So we need to sit down and strategize, make a proper planning, and make sure that we have a proper players who are really fighters, who will do a work for the entire country. We don't have players. I remember when I was in Egypt, I had the chance to sit with the players in the breakfast, in the supper, and then we chat. And then we were talking football with them, and they were also complaining. I mean, if the players are complaining to you as a fan, it says to you that they understand that they don't have a proper squad to compete. So it was a difficult challenge. That's what I'm saying. We need to take this football of South Africa serious. Like your caller was talking about development, all that stuff. We need proper people who knows how to do things in the development side so that we can have a players in a national team who are more matured and who are more experienced and know what they do. To be honest with you, we don't have players.
Robin, I need to ask you this question. Yeah. We know that next is the World Cup. That's the next mandate. For whoever comes in, that will be what they are tasked to do.
So
the question then becomes, we're talking all this about hiring a new manager, which for sure is of utmost importance, but there has been no more consistent decline in this country than Bafana Bafana. It's been bad for a very long time. What needs to change?
Yeah.
What needs to change, Robin? Just to finish my question. What needs to change before we talk World Cup qualifiers? Is it really getting a new manager in and maybe even the best we could possibly get? Or is it at a structure level, at an organization level of how SAFA is being run at the moment? Can we qualify? Should SAFA's organization stay the same, but really good manager comes in? Or do you think there's a lot more change that needs to happen before we can realistically start talking about World Cups?
Yeah, there's so many things that has to change. But also, Mole Fintsheki, when he was a coach, he didn't have his full-time employment people. He's assistant coach. Atazwane is the assistant coach of Kaizer Chiefs. Wanelekop is part of SuperSport. It was the same thing with Stuart Baxter. Yes, Mole Fintsheki was his coach, but Mole Fintsheki was a coaching under 17. Thabo Senong was coaching under 20. So he didn't have people he trust. These people he had were always had their own assignment on the other side. You look at what happened to England when Gareth Southgate was appointed as the coach of England. he convinced Steve Holland, who was Arsene coach at Chelsea, to say, come and work with me. He's a full-time employee with the England FA. Our problem is all the time when the coach comes, he doesn't have a technical team that he can trust, that can go and because the natural team job you cannot do on your own. You saw Molefin Segi before these AFCON qualifiers. He was all over watching the game, sourcing out players. It cannot be a one-man team. I remember Peter when he was a coach of Bafana Bafana, he was not doing this job alone. When the Soweto job was played at the fully packed FNB Stadium, Peter was not alone. He was always with his assistant coach, taking notes. Also, you know, brainstorming. Molefin Segi, Stuart Baxter, they were all doing this job all by themselves. Why? We have to ask the question why. SAFA, if they appoint someone, they must give that person whatever he wants in terms of the technical team. You look at what Ben is doing at Zamazulu. He got all the people he wants. He went and got Vasil Manasakis from Cape Town City. He went and grabbed Bellingham Vett. He went and grabbed Moneb Joseph, now the goalkeeper coach. He was playing for Amazulu last season. He went and got the best of the best. That's what you need. Whoever we hire right now, we must give him the tool, the necessary tool that he wants.
Tanaka speaks about qualifying for the upcoming World Cup in Qatar. I need to ask, are we patient enough as a nation if we are going to bring in a new coach? Can we give him the leeway to say within the next 4 years? We remember what happened with Vision 2022, which really did not materialize. It did not happen. As a nation, are we patient enough to say, should we bring in Hervé Renard? We will be patient enough to say, listen, we understand it's a process. I mean, we've seen it all over with the different countries that have been able to win the World Cup, different countries that have been able to achieve things as a nation. Let's talk about that. Are we patient enough or do we want a quick fix? Do we want like 2-minute noodles? But we're really hungry and all we deserve is an oxtail with mesh, which takes time.
Yeah, this is South Africa. It's one of the most glamorous. We got our infrastructure, our facilities. We are the only country in Africa to host the World Cup. People, when they talk about South Africa, they always go and reminisce about the World Cup. I don't think we have to be patient. I think from that perspective, because of how we have become so known throughout Africa, throughout the world, I don't think we need patience at some point. Yes, I understand that probably we may not have the necessary players that can help us qualify. But patience, no. You have to have someone who can come and hit the ground running. You know, I've been saying this to some of my colleagues, say this year will be no other. There won't be time to experiment. These World Cup qualifiers that are starting in June, we were supposed to start in October last year. The AFCON we're talking about, the AFCON qualifiers, were supposed to end in September last year. The AFCON that we're talking about was supposed to be played this year in June. Because of the COVID-19, it put the international calendar, it damaged the whole international calendar. So this year, you won't have friendly matches to go and give players, like they say, the caps to go and assess. Every game that we're going to be playing this year, we have to go and pick up the maximum point. So what does it say? It's a very, 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 very difficult situation that South find itself right now to say, whoever they pick, they must know that each and every game will be there to go and win. That's another challenge because of what happened to the international calendar.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, I want to leave it here, both with your thoughts. Are you even right now, as a fan, someone who's followed Bafana as closely as you have, someone who loves football, are you even right now seeing the squad? And I know we're waiting for a managerial appointment, but are you seeing Bafana at Qatar, at the World Cup? Is that even a reality for you at this moment?
Yeah. To talk about the patience, we don't want oxtail. We want noodles.
Wait, can I ask you one more? If you're saying you want noodles, so it means you will get to the World Cup and you'll be knocked out quickly because noodles, 30 minutes later, you are hungry again. You will get there and you'll just make the numbers.
It's better to qualify and go outside and learn. It's very important. I mean, now we need someone who's coming to take us to Qatar. We don't want someone who's coming to say, give me a chance. There's no chance now. We don't want someone who's saying, give me my vision. There's no vision. Vision 2022 is gone. So there's no other vision. So you want someone who says, I'm raising my hand, I'm taking South Africa to Qatar. We don't want someone who's going to say, I'm learning, I want to know these players. No, we don't want someone who wants to know. You must know them before you come. And then when you come, do your job and then qualify us to Qatar. Nothing else. That's what we want as the fans. Now we are dictating terms for a coach. We are dictating terms for SAFA. We are saying, SAFA, wake up and smell the coffee. Now it's your chance to go outside and get a better coach who's going to take us to Qatar. No Qatar, no SAFA, nothing.
I guess, Botha, you've kind of summarized it all perfectly there. Yeah. We'll leave the conversation there. Big thank you to both you gentlemen, Botha Qele and also Robin Duke Matlala. We really do appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on the phone line with us. It's a difficult conversation to have because these are matters so close to the heartstrings. But we do appreciate your analysis and your objectivity in discussing these matters. Thank you so much to you both.
Okay.
All right. Cheers. Well, there you have it. The first, the inaugural Sports Rise Sports Debate here on Vision View Sports Radio.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.